Purple Fluff, a Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton fic, written and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. While Bucky is knitting, the two most important characters in his life want some attention as well. Alpine, if you'd stop trying to eat my needles, I would be done with this a lot sooner. Bucky chuckles, scratching the tiny white kitten under the chin with one metal finger. She mews, but as soon as Bucky picks the knitting needles back up, Alpine tries to catch the plastic at the end of his straight needles again. "You're so annoying," Bucky tells her, but before he can elaborate, the bedroom door opens and Clint all but stumbles in. Bucky pauses the TV and puts his work to the side, frowning worriedly at his partner. "Hey, what's up?" he signs. Clint doesn't answer. He just leans against the doorframe, holding his side where he got injured on the last mission, and looks like he's ready to cry. "Oh, buddy," Bucky sighs. He sets Alpine on the mattress, ignoring her protests, and crosses the room in a few quick steps. "Come here," Bucky signs, carefully supporting Clint's weight with one arm around his waist. Bucky guides his boyfriend back to the bed, letting him sit down before he climbs around him back to his previous spot. He carefully strokes Clint's back, then pats the mattress next to him when he turns to look. "Lie down. Get some rest. I'm here. I won't leave you alone." This time, Bucky could actually see tears welling up in Clint's eyes, but the arch are not slowly so as to not aggravate his injuries more than necessary, and he lies down close to Bucky, hiding his face against his side. "Cold," he mutters. "Good thing your boyfriend is a human heater, huh?" He chuckles, pulling Clint's fluffy purple blanket over them and running a hand through his partner's hair. "It's going to be better soon." Clint nods and pulls the blanket higher so only a tuft of blonde hair peeks out of the top. "Get some sleep, baby," Bucky tells the bum in the blanket. There is some movement he interprets as a nod, then a small scramble and Clint's hand appears, handing him a set of worn purple hearing aids. Bucky chuckles again, puts them on the nightstand and runs a hand through Clint's hair again. Once Clint's entirely comfortable and clinging to his side, not unsimilar to a kraken, Bucky turns the TV back on. He starts the show again and then picks his knitting back up, immediately summing Alpine back onto his lap as well. "I love you too so much," he tells her and continues with his work with a smile on his lips.